Show with OTV.
Podcast One presents Off the Vine, Great Therapy. Caitlin Bristow is going to answer your questions, drink to your confessions, and hear what you have to say about anything bachelor. Let's shake it up some more. Here's Caitlin.
I'm going to try and get through this podcast without coughing, but I keep choking on a carrot that I had about 5 minutes ago. Okay, hey you guys.
Hey you guys.
That doesn't help the joke. It's Thursday. And you know what that means. I always try and make it a positive. It's almost Friday, which means it's basically the weekend. I'm going to say that every Thursday. I will say I had a lot of coffee today. That seems to be kicking in. And now I'm doing wine. So buckle up. I'm doing it. Did anyone this week get excited that it was Monday? From our last grape therapy session? Maybe go into the week a little differently? No? Okay, cool. Also, how's everybody's Valentine's Day? Another touchy subject, along with Mondays. If you're single and you're sad about it, I'm here to tell you, it's a stupid holiday anyways. Just kidding. No, don't clap. I was about to whisper and say, just kidding, it's so romantic, and I had the best day with Sean B. Even though I'm recording this on, what day is it today, Tuesday? Tomorrow's Valentine's Day for us, but you'll be hearing this the day after Valentine's Day. I found a stat, and Sean's here at home, and I'm like, can you go to a different room? Because I have to talk about the stat that I found about Valentine's Day, and I don't want him to hear it because then he's going to know what part of his gift is.
I want to hear it now.
So apparently, 12% of Americans, that's a very small percentage, by the way, give their significant other cologne or perfume for Valentine's Day. Well, guess what?
Yes. I need a cologne.
I'm in the lame percentile. That's right. I got cologne for Sean B because I want to make sure he still wears the same scent as the night I met him. Remember, I always talked about...
Well, we can't tell people what it is.
No, I know. Don't you remember, though, that I was always talking about how good you smell? And then you gave me your t-shirt that was sprayed in your cologne during the show. So, like, basically, we're a couple of eighth graders. I got you. I'm sure that 12 percentile is, like, eighth graders.
You choose me?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, so we're eighth graders, so that's cool.
Cologne was actually the first gift I was ever given by a girlfriend when I was in the fourth grade. She got me 3 tubes of sample cologne, and I freaked out.
Oh, because that's serious.
It was serious, and I broke up with her.
You dick.
Her name, too.
Don't say it. I don't want to hear about your fourth grade girlfriend. Just kidding. But yeah, I still have the t-shirt that you gave me. And no, I will not tell you. We're not telling you what kind of cologne Sean B is wearing because Sean doesn't want all the dudes wearing it. But I don't want a bunch of women out there smelling their men thinking about Sean B. That's my excuse. Anywho, now you know you're part of your Valentine's Day gift.
What's the other part?
I'm not telling you.
You got any more?
Yeah, but like little cute stuff, not like expensive stuff.
Thanks,
yeah.
Babe.
All right, you're welcome.
I've been meaning to go and get that cologne too. I ran out a while ago.
I know, I saw it.
Saw an empty bottle just sitting
there. Does anybody else hate when their guy touches their lower stomach? You're being cute, but you're like, okay, thanks, babe, and you rub my, like, little gut.
So long, Viners.
Sean's leaving now. I was like, you're going to hear the gift anyways. We might as well get your reaction. Woo, cologne, cool. Anyways, he's gone now. He's gone now. We can talk about him. Anyways, guys, welcome to Great Therapy with me, myself, and I, breaking down this week's Bachelor episode. What a big freaking question mark. This week was like, WTF even happened? The majority of my recaps, I feel like I'm going to start with, I was a little confused. This is my guess, is something is happening at the end of the season where they have to go in and now do like last minute, like a switch up and switch the storyline and editing or something. And I want to be super clear on this. Do not tweet me spoilers. I am a spoiler-free zone. I stay away from them. I don't like ruining surprises. I was never the kid to look at Christmas presents before Christmas morning. Actually, except for one time. But I was like 17 and I wanted my new clothes. And I picked them all out. And my mom just wrapped them so that I had gifts to open on Christmas because she was great like that. But anyways, it doesn't count. Doesn't count. Anyways, I'm just guessing because this episode made zero sense to me. I want to be able to keep some of the magic of the show for you guys. But like editing can be something that you can never... and will never wrap your head around. I've seen it and I've experienced it firsthand and I'm still like, editing? What? How do they do it? Like, editing is a beautiful thing and a very ugly thing at the same time. So let's just leave it at that. I feel like we're missing out on a lot and we notice it in this episode. And I'm sure everybody's hoping that we just forget about it and move on, but I'm, again, big question mark this week. So let's get into the dates. Actually, first, a shameless plead, if you will, to the Renaissance Tuscany Resort and Spa. Can I please, please stay and, like, I'll give you, like, an Instagram post, like, every day or something? Okay, now we wait. So long hair Becca probably has a tough time watching back this season because, or maybe just this episode, because she's confessing to him that she's still in love with him. And he's all like, I feel really stuck with a romantic connection and wants to see if they can get it back. But she's like, I'm in love with him. But apparently all you need to say to Ari is, hey, I'm in love with you. And he's all like, okay, cool. I can totally see this working. Not too much to say about this date. Long hair Becca says, hey, if I wasn't into this, I wouldn't be here, and I'm here for you. Which, I always laugh, because I'm like, yeah, right, even if you weren't. Like, as if you wouldn't stay and wait it out and see what happens and travel the world and get more Instagram followers. Well, enter Jacqueline. I was a little confused with Jacqueline's approach to leave Ari. I'm not sure if she wanted him to beg for her to stay or she genuinely just enjoys sabotaging her own happiness, which I think we can all be guilty of. Sometimes I look for things to be wrong with Sean because then I can stay small and not get hurt. But then I'm like, oh, nothing cool. I was going to tell you things that were wrong with him. And I'm like, no, that's rude. But that's a conversation for Kendall. This is a conversation for Kendall. If we're going to go deep, we got to get Kendall on the podcast. But with Jacqueline, she clearly is into him. She keeps making out with him while she says she has to leave. And I'm still confused as to why she left. Like, she even said herself, oh, it's too good. I think he really liked her too. Anyways, I do have respect that she kept her word and did leave. Because like I said, I think a lot of girls would stay for the adventure and see like what countries they're going to next. And you know, it just gets better with time. Or maybe she was like, dude, I have 6 more years of school and paradise is calling my name. It can help me with the student debt. Either way, I should have got her to call into the podcast. But on that note, I'm realizing that people need to get approval from ABC to come on my podcast. And then by the time they do, it's kind of old news, you know? I'm not necessarily saying that the girls are old news, just like them getting kicked off is kind of old news because then it's a new week and there's, you know. Who would you really want to hear from on my podcast? Out of the ones who have been sent home, see, you'll probably say Becca right now, but then by next week when she gets an approval, you'll want whoever is sent home the next week. You know, podcasting is hard. Help me. After the season of The Bachelor I was on, we were told we couldn't tweet or Instagram, but that didn't work out for anyone. Actually, they asked me to delete my Twitter account and my Instagram account before going on filming, and I was like, yeah, sure, totally, and then I didn't. Anyways, Ari says to Jacqueline, if you want to come back, let me know. So part of me thinks maybe she's going to make a comeback, but it'll be too late, because then at that point he'll meet families. I don't know. Who knows? P.S. Did I mention I'm excited to be Uncle Gary? Long hair Becca told us that Uncle Gary will be at the hometowns. And I feel like if there's an uncle on a hometown, he's got to be good. Maybe I'll get the old Gare Bear on the pod, you know? Ladies, when it comes to bra shopping, it's all about finding the right fit for you. And there's only one lingerie brand that offers bra sizes in AA through G and half cup sizes. Thank you, because I am a half cup size. Third Love. Third Love uses thousands of real women's measurements and super smoothing memory foam to create bras that fit better and feel great. I don't know if you just heard me, but I said memory foam and bra in the same sentence. Third Love has 60 sizes, including half cups. Never heard of a half cup size? That's because no one else does it. Third Love knows there's a perfect bra for everyone, so right now they're offering my listeners 15% off your first order. To find the bra you've been waiting for, all you have to do is answer a few simple questions from Third Love's Fit Finder quiz. It just takes 60 seconds, and you can do it all from the comfort of your own home. I was going to say with your bra off, but really, with Third Love, you don't want to take your bra off. It's that comfy. So you'll never have that awkward fitting room experience again. I've actually had a few of those. Try a Third Love bra. It's so comfortable, you might forget you're wearing it. My email just went off. And if you don't agree, returns and exchanges are always easy and free. So this year, make the change that will change the way you think about bras. Go to thirdlove.com/vine now to find your perfect fitting bra and get 15% off your first purchase. That's thirdlove.com/vine. Next up, the most confusing date. of bachelor history. Okay, that's dramatic. But Lauren and Ari riding bikes, not gonna lie. I for sure thought some traumatic story was coming about how she is like a fear of bikes and never learned. So they would have to like throw training wheels on or something, humiliate her. It didn't happen. I feel like they do all the traumatic stories like in the beginning because it's entertaining. So Ari says at the beginning of his date with Lauren B, like, I'm very attracted to Lauren. Duh, we all are. But she's holding back. There's a big weight on this week. I can't put off making hard decisions. And now it's time to evaluate our future and see if there could be a future because I'm deeply falling in love. Okay, we'll get there. But side note, Lauren eating pizza is like the cutest thing I've ever seen. Definitely not how I eat pizza. But again, I've never had pizza on national television. So you have to probably like be in your own head like, okay, don't be a friggin' pig. Like you would at home on Friday night. You're on national television. Get your shit together. So Ari's wanting to have a breakthrough moment with Lauren B. And by breakthrough, I mean he just needs to hear that she's falling in love with him. And that's all. That's it. That's it for him. So they have a cheers to breaking down walls. And then I don't know what happened to the rest of the date because after their loud gulping noises, I turned the TV off. I was like, I'm out. Yep. So that's great therapy. No, I'm just kidding. I still watched. But what is going on with these like misophonia triggers? Do they know I'm watching? They're still, they've like still got it out for me about the Snapchat. They're like, how can we still trigger Caitlin? I got it. Misophonia. As I'm like trying not to gulp into the microphone. Like I said, podcasting's hard, especially by yourself. I'm trying to like sip wine, not give you misophonia. I also like keep gulping into the mic and then be like, oh my God, people are going to call me out. So I think we missed a lot of this conversation between them. I don't feel like there's one person that wasn't confused by this date. I don't really see like the passion between them. I guess I always compare to my season two. Like, I feel like it was very obvious from day one that I was like, duh, Sean. But I don't feel like he's been super obvious with any of them. He's just kind of got like an okay connection with most of them. But I just don't see the passion between them. I just see her being like, she's holding back everything except for telling him she's in love. He's kind of like, hey, like, I really like you. You're hot. She said she's starting to fall in love with him. He leaves the table. First of all, not a smooth move. Even if you're coming back to tell her that you're falling in love too, again, who knows what is cut out or what isn't shown. But my favorite is when she says, I'm really good at reading people. And when you walked away, I felt like something was off. Lauren, I really like you, but it does not take a good judge of character to know something was off. If you tell someone you're falling in love and they walk away, something for sure is off. But then after not much conversation between the two of them. Well, again, don't know what's cut out. But I haven't seen much conversation or passion through them for this whole season, for that matter. But he says he believes he's falling deeply in love with her. Deeply. Which leads me to believe there's just so much more to this relationship and this connection and the conversation that we just haven't seen. Something's fishy and I can smell it from here. Ew, P.S. What a gross saying. Something's fishy. I smell something fishy. I'm going to make up a saying and I just, not right now. I'll think about one. But I hope it sticks and I hope it's gross like that. And I hope in like 500 years people are still saying it and they're like, who thought of that? And you would have heard it here first, folks. Anyways, I just think something is off with this connection and what we know about it or don't know about it. My theory is he walked away because he wanted to ask the producers, like, hey, can I tell her that I'm falling in love too? And maybe rip a toot while he was at it. But because on the show, you have to ask if you can confess your love back. And sometimes they say yes. And sometimes they rip you a new asshole for doing it, which happened to me. I got in trouble for telling Sean I loved him off camera. I remember getting in so much trouble. Like, I got screamed at. I think it's because I said it off camera and they really want the reaction on camera. But anyways, I had like 20 seconds off camera and I like mouthed it and they heard me over my mics and I was treated like I murdered somebody. That or I feel like the producers maybe knew she was going to... No, the producers obviously knew that she was going to tell him that. They're probably like, it's a great idea. So they said that like, oh, hey, Ari, when the time comes... maybe give yourself a second, excuse yourself from the table so that it's that much better when you come back and tell her. That's such a producer move. They convince you something is a good idea, which means basically it's good TV. And then they tell you it will be that much better for the other person. Are you following me? Maybe I'm the confusing one. Am I making sense? On to Cien's date. Who was it? Kayla Quinn made a great tweet. I'm not spoiling anything. You guys have all seen the episode. Cien gets sent home. And Kayla said something like, I'm sad I won't be seeing you later. Kayla. Nice. Didn't see that one coming with you. I just pulled the microphone so far away from my face when I just swallowed my wine. Okay, so Cien's date. I'm a little confused because I see more interaction and connection with them than most, and he sends her home. Womp womp. Hey, Heather, podcast producer, maybe throw in a womp womp noise there?
Womp womp!
Cool. All I have to say about this date is I want to be a truffle hunter, and I want truffle hunting dogs. And how much do I love the Italian culture, like drinking wine, eating carbs, and talking about love? Without feeling vulnerable. You just talk about love while eating carbs and drinking wine. That's why when I took a DNA test, I was so scared to know for a fact that I'm not in any way Italian, which I'm not. I'm British. Again, Heather, throw in that womp womp noise.
Womp womp!
Thanks. At the dinner portion of their date, I did like how Ari addressed and separated his logical feelings and emotional feelings. I think he is attracted to Cien because no toy. We all are. She's beautiful, sweet. I'm a fan, but I guess he realizes that the connection isn't what he thought it was, which is such a bummer to see her go. It kind of came out of nowhere, and you're like, oh, you're sending her home. Oh, I thought that was a great date. Okay. And the whole dangling of the rose when you're not going to give it up. Not cool, man. Oh, wait, did I do that? I can't even remember. I don't think I did. Feel free to prove me wrong, but the whole picking up the rose just to say, like, no, I'm not going to give it to you. It's not Ari. It's not his choice. I'm sure they're saying, like, that's the new format of the show. And because I think the last few seasons have done it. But it's just one of those things of leaving the viewers on the edge of their seat. But when really we're all just like, you dick.
We'll be right back with more Off the Vine. Great therapy.
Off the Vine is brought to you by Jergens Wet Skin Moisturizer. Now you can lotion up on wet skin. It absorbs like that for softness all day. Jergens, let your beautiful shine.
Shopping for skincare is frustrating. Buy it, try it, toss it, repeat. Curology is here to help. Curology pairs with your own licensed dermatology provider who assesses your skin and prescribes you a custom formula to tackle acne, dark spots, or even fine lines. No guesswork, just a formula made to work for you. Get your consultation today at Curology.com/SXM. Curology, skincare with a face. Subject to consultation, subscription required. Cancel anytime.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm Spencer Pratt.
And I'm Heidi Pratt with Gunnar Pratt.
The Miracle Baby. And this is the hashtag Make Spidey Famous Again podcast.
On podcast one.
We will be discussing the hottest action to ever hit the multiverse. Crystals, espresso, hummingbirds, celebrity gossip.
Parenting.
Of course. Make sure to download new episodes every Wednesday on podcastone.com, the Podcast One app, and Apple Podcasts.
Yeah, and make sure to rate and review on Apple Podcast.
And keep your hate on somebody else's podcast review. Thank you.
Now back to Off the Vine, Great Therapy.
Okay, so 3-on-1 with Tia, short hair Becca, and Kendall.
Kendall.
I can just picture Sean downstairs listening to this being like, what is wrong with her?
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
I definitely just did that arm motion too.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
I love Kendall's spinorama into a dip, into a makeout. Girl, Ari wasn't ready for that. And that outfit too, girl. I really like Kendall and Ari's connection. I think I just really like Kendall. She's the most level-headed person to ever be on The Bachelor. I know I've said that before, but I just want her to be The Bachelorette, I think. And then we can see all of her aggressive kisses. Like, those look like they hurt, but she means it. She means it. And then she can be like the Kissing Bandit 2.0, the new improved. And then everyone can rip her apart for kissing everybody, even though with The Bachelors, they're like, haha, he's the Kissing Bandit. That's so cute. And then if a woman does it, everybody's like, oh my God, she's kissing everybody. Anywho, Tia, no. No. Never in the history of Bachelor has throwing another girl under the bus worked out until today. Because he sent home Becca while Kendall and Tia got the rose. Can we just talk about when Becca ran to Ari, quote unquote, crying, but there were no tears? How did she do that? That was like really impressive. I could use those skills, and then you could like didn't have to run your mascara. I did see one mascara tear, but it's very impressive. Also, what's impressive is that Tia went back and told Becca that she had said that to Ari. Not cool beans that she said something, but at least she was honest. I also get like to Becca, it might be beating a dead horse. Like, holy shit, we get it. She's 22. But again, here's Caitlin playing devil's advocate. Maybe there's a lot we didn't see about what Becca said off camera. Maybe she did make a few comments that led to Tia believing that maybe she could hurt Ari. It wasn't ready, blah, blah, blah. We'll never know. I will say, I caught myself yelling at the TV, wondering why he's kissing all the girls and kissing Becca if he was going to send them home. And then I'm like, oh, I did it too. Every lead does it. When you're in a moment and you do enjoy that person, you can't just be like, nope, don't kiss me because I'm actually going to send you home later. You kind of got to play the part, keep up the connection as long as you can. Wow, that sounds terrible. But it is. I mean, again, it's the format of the show. So next week, hometowns make it seem like everything goes wrong. But don't worry, it won't. They always try to suck in. I usually fall for it. The hometowns, the like teasers. Actually, you know what? I should get better at teasers for my podcast. Just suck you guys in even more and then disappoint. Cool. I apologize, but I couldn't watch Winter Games. So I have nothing to say on that topic. I just had enough Bachelor for 1 week, especially with podcasting about it. You watch it, and then you're like, oh, that's a lot of Bachelor for 1 week. And then you have to kind of rewatch it to get some notes down to podcast about it. And I'm talking about it for, what? Oh gosh, it's only been 21 minutes. I will eventually watch Winter Games. I'm here for Claire Crawley's comeback. And I am really convinced that this is a segue into Ben Higgins being the Bachelor again. You know, you can just tell with not necessarily his edit, but just, you know, what they're showing. You're like, okay, we need Ben to find love again. This is going to be a short episode because I kind of ripped right through that. But I just don't have much to say about this episode. I'm just like, again, another week where I'm like, I don't see like this life-changing connection with anybody. And I don't love any connections. And I'm just like, yeah, they're cute. Ooh, yeah, I like this person. Can't wait to see this person on Paradise. Hope this person's a Bachelorette. I just am not seeing a real love story here. So again, that has to do with my prediction that something crazy is going to happen at the end. Actually, I know something crazy is going to happen at the end because Chris Harrison came out and said that. And said, like, and you know, that's going to be the thing. Oh, his season wasn't that entertaining, but God, you'll be talking about it forever because of this ending. When that happens, I'll have a lot to say. Well, as per usual, I'm having a glass of wine right now from my favorite wine subscription, Bright Cellars. You know it. You've heard me talk about it. You've heard me mention it on the podcast before. They're the wine club that uses a quiz to match you with the wines you'll actually love each month. This club is especially great for those of you that live in states where it's really, really cold right now because they deliver your shipment directly to you. If you're anything like me, then once you're home, you take off the old bra skis. There's no way you're going back out in the freezing cold, even if it is for wine. Bright Cellars delivers your matches to your house, your office, pretty much wherever you need some wine, and it's super convenient and fun. But what's even better than that is Off the Vine listeners, you get 50% off when you visit brightcellars.com/offthevine. So take their wine quiz at brightcellars.com/offthevine to see your matches and get 50% off. That is half off your first order of wine. Half off your first order of wine delivered to you. Sean says cool beans. Let's kick it with Caitlin, shall we? Let's get to some questions. I'm going to have a sip of wine, so please feel free to tune me out right now. Just wait, I'm getting to the questions first.
A few moments later.
No, I had to pause it for a second because I just realized that I went and liked a bunch of questions so that I could just go to my likes and read those ones. And then they're not showing up.
Are you live?
I'm live.
The mic hot?
It's so hot. So I'm just going to have to, you know, wing it here. Cool beans. Cooly, cooly beans. Don't get me started on that. So, Michaela Amelia Haar. Are you looking at a 2018 or a 2019 wedding?
I like even numbers. So, probably 2020.
Way to tease me. Oh, you're swallowing just as loud as on The Bachelor. Ah! Nasty!
Yeah, well, of course. Put that thing right in my
nasty
mouth.
Okay. Maya Wilkins, what would you do if you and Sean Booth had a Freaky Friday moment and switched bodies? Oh, I would get so drunk.
What?
Yeah. I would just get so wasted and get in your brain and be like, what is he thinking when he drinks? Because it's funny. That's what I would do. I'd go to the strippers and get really drunk and be like, what would Sean B do?
I would go to the gym and pump up those old biceps.
Aww.
Of yours.
What are you, a mean troll telling me my arms are too skinny?
No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know, that's a good question. What would I do if I had your body?
If you, like, you know what Freaky Friday is, the movie?
With the twins, the Lindsay Lohan.
Oh, boy. Well, you're right. It's Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah.
No, it's not that. That's The Parent Trap.
Oh, yeah.
This is her and, oh, I'm blanking on the lady's name.
Oh.
And they switch bodies, yes. And she becomes the daughter. And what would you do if you were Caitlyn for a day?
Whew, man, that's a good question. I would just turn my phone on and do face swaps of Rick all day long.
You'd be Rick all day? Man, that's all Caitlyn has to offer. This is why Rick's been MIA lately, is because I resent him. Because all Sean cares about is Rick. Next question. Kirsten, you would like to know, are you missing the Broadway life? Any teasers you can share about upcoming projects? Do I miss Broadway life? Of course. I miss sitting in my dressing room every day and watching Friends while doing my makeup. And any teasers? Yes. I've picked out the one song I'm going to release, and I'm going to make a music video, and I'm going to make it big, and you guys are going to like it. Next question. Michelle Anderson would like to know, what's your favorite Friends episode, and what's your and Sean's favorite thing to do together with some quality time? Okay, my favorite Friends episode? Ooh, that's tough. Probably the one where Ross has the sound, and he plays his keyboard, and it's like, ding, 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 ro, ro. Doom, 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 doom. And then glass shatters. And at the end, he's like, wait for it. And any Friends listeners out there will understand what I'm talking about. Sean's looking at me like I'm crazy. Sean, what's our favorite thing to do together for some quality time?
I think we enjoy cooking together and playing with Tucker, probably. Getting away from everything and having some alone time.
Yep. Anything to do with like shutting off and being in a moment. Kirsten Nagy, what is the weirdest thing a guy said or did while on your season of The Bachelorette? Oh, Sean's going to stir the stir fry. Thank you. The weirdest thing, maybe Tony the Healer. Hey, Tony the Healer, maybe.
What about him? Right there.
Yeah, but what the weirdest thing someone said or did on The Bachelor, and he just thought I was like the most violent person in the world for doing a sumo date, but then he was telling people in the house he had a kill house and like would go play Call of Duty but with real guns by himself. It's pretty weird.
That or horn getting all horned up was pretty funny.
Yeah, but that's not the question. It's what's the weirdest thing a guy said or did.
You don't think horned up is a weird thing somebody said?
No, it's hilarious. It's not weird at all. You're killing me with your noises right now. I like this question. Amy Gibson, is a hot dog a sandwich?
No.
Why?
Because it's just not a sandwich.
Oh, wow. What an explanation.
That's it. It just makes sense. It's just a known fact.
Because a hamburger is a burger between buns. It's not a sandwich. A hot dog is just a hot dog.
A hamburger.
There's no
more
explanation.
Of a sandwich than a hot dog.
Right.
Yeah, so no.
So no, Amy. Wait, I haven't been creeping these people. Amy Gibson. Oh, yep, she follows me. Good sign. Oh, Wi-Fi is a little tough right now. Sorry, Amy, can't creep your page. Next question, Kirby Gherkin. What is your all-time favorite episode of Family Guy? I used to watch it all the time before I got married. Tucker is rubbing his butt on the card right now. I used to watch it all the time before I got married. My husband hates the show, so I never get to watch it. Divorce him. That's my advice. Kicking it with Caitlin. Cool, bye. Tucker, come here. My favorite all-time... Oh, but okay. My favorite episode is actually when Brian goes on The Bachelorette, and it was my favorite episode before I went on the show.
That's a good one.
It's hilarious. It's so funny. Go watch it. Next question. Amy Gibson. Oh, didn't I just... I already had one from Amy. Her bio is probably at Chick-fil-A, which I can tell you're funny, Amy. As Peter Griffin would say, what really grinds your gears?
What grinds your gears?
Noises of people gulping or sipping. Tucker, why must you do this? Relax, bro. What else grinds my gears?
Everything that I do.
Okay. That's dramatic. I don't like how clumsy you are.
Why?
Not clumsy. Sorry. Clunky. Like, when he wakes up in the middle of the night, it's like, you could just try and be a little quieter to get out of the bed. He, like, stomps when he walks, and he, like, knocks things over, and you're just aggressive.
That's me.
Okay?
All right.
Allison Gage, if you were to participate in the Olympics, what would be your sport of choice? Speed skating. Duh. We didn't even plan that. Oh, that was not a toot. That was a squeak of the chair. No, I can't do it. One of these days I will toot on the podcast just because I feel like I'm there with all of my listeners.
Oh, man. I don't know about that.
I'm just kidding. Or am I? I would take figure skating because I figure skated for 8 years and I loved it. So that's what I'd pick, only because I'd be better at it than speed skating. You guys saw our speed skating on Sean's Instagram.
We're going to do a little curling this weekend.
Yeah, and I'm going to win because I'm Canadian. Allison Gage, if you could know the absolute and total truth to one question, what question would you ask? Whoa.
What happens after you die?
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah. I would go that, or what the shit is outside of outer space?
Yes. Or what is our dog thinking?
Oh, that would be the one. That's what I'd go with. What is Tucker thinking?
Right.
I want to know that over what happens when you die. Wow. Okay.
And I mean, like, there's obviously a lot of...
oh, gosh. Now we're getting religious.
I know.
Political.
I'm saying I want details, right? I'm not saying, you know.
We're not saying there's no heaven. We're not saying there's a hell. We're not saying there's no hell. We're saying what specifics. Is it? Like, what happens when... Is there a crossover? Is it, like, Lost?
Ooh. We're talking, I mean, a lot of bad things here. This is a very controversial podcast.
Yeah,
you're talking about snowflakes.
I have anxiety.
You're talking about religion.
Hannah Leisman wants to know, can we talk about the new Snapchat situation, and do we think it's an Insta conspiracy or just a massive pain in the ass? I don't even get the new Snapchat situation. What I do know is I think I'm getting verified.
I don't even know what verified Snapchat means.
I think you just have an emoji. But now with the new app, Tucker, stop licking your arm. If you're verified, you can go to swipe to the left and see them. I'm not sure either. I don't like that one. Okay, Allison Gage had like really good questions. Look, she had so many and they're all very deep, so I picked a couple. If you were arrested with no explanation, what would your friends and family assume you had done?
That's a good one.
Robbed a liquor store. I know, I'm really trying to think. What would your family think you'd done if you had been arrested and there's no explanation? Streaking. Peeing in public. Working out too hard.
Out of here.
You can come back to that. You're really thinking on this one.
I am. I want everybody listening to be thinking right now, too.
Okay, I'll ask you more of her questions because I like watching you think like this. She wants to know if you were held at gunpoint and told that if you didn't impress them with your dance moves, you would be killed. What dance move would you bust out?
I would first just...
The robot, which leads me to my next question. Do the robots do the human? Go on.
Was that for me or you?
Yeah, it's both of us.
Okay. I don't know. All that comes to my mind right now is I'd take my right foot, turn it to the... I would put it over my left and spin around 360.
That is your move.
And then start busting out some crazy moves.
That is your move. I would do a moonwalk because I am good at a moonwalk. Yeah. I am.
All right.
I'm no Michael Jackson, but I'm good at a moonwalk, okay? Aaron, Mrs. Fisher, would like to know what your favorite card game is to play when it's just you and Sean, and then your favorite card game with the group. My favorite card game with Sean is golf. It's, Google it if you don't know what golf is. Favorite card game with a group of people, Blind 31.
Yep.
Again, Google. Aw, Elena Phipps, how's your day today? It's good, thanks.
Busy, great.
My gosh, I need to stop with the old man laugh.
Busy and good.
Busy and good? That's your day?
Yeah.
Cool. Becca Weber, what's your favorite part about yourself?
My heart.
Really? Oh, you get... Oh.
I smiled at you.
Yeah, but you gave me a look like... Gotta make people think Sean B's perfect.
Yeah, right.
Is that really your favorite part about yourself?
I think I have a big heart, yeah. I like that about myself.
Big enough that you wouldn't cook me breakfast this morning? Was that this morning?
No.
Oh, I'm really holding on to something from like a week ago.
I guess so.
My favorite part about myself is... Oh, I honestly just think it's like my humor, I think. I make myself laugh, so that's cool. Carly wants to know, what's your go-to... Oh, country song, gangster song, and bust a move song. Country song is Kanan Smith. Love you like that. What's yours?
That one's a good one. Oh, man.
Walker Hayes, you broke up with me?
It depends what mood I'm in.
Yeah, me too.
Jason Aldean, My Kind of Party.
Oh, yeah, that's a great one.
Love that.
Gangster song. What's your favorite gangster song?
Jay-Z.
Big Pimpin'.
No.
Oh.
What is that old song? It was like...
Big Pimpin'.
No.
Hove. H to the Izzo. V to the Izzy. That's the anthem. Get your damn hands up.
Nope.
Okay. Okay, what's your favorite Bust a Move song? Mine's My Lovely Lady Lumps. Check it out. I drive these brothers crazy. I do it on the daily. They treat me really nicely. Do I have to copyright that? Dolce and Gabbana. My favorite gangster song is probably Truffle Butter.
Money Ain't a Thing, Jay-Z.
Oh.
That's a good one.
It's okay.
Okay.
I like Big Pimpin'. I think I've made that clear.
My first gangster song that I liked.
That's great. Okay, well, that's all we got for you, this grape therapy.
Happy Thursday, everybody.
Happy Thursday, everybody. That's all I got for you today. I hope you enjoy your weekend and your Friday. What? Is there... Oh, gosh, there's smoke downstairs. We gotta go. Your session has ended because we're burning down the house. Burning down the house.
Listening to Off the Vine, Grape Therapy. Tune in to hear new minisodes every Thursday and check out new full-length episodes every Tuesday exclusively on podcastone.com, the Podcast One app, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts.
Who's not with OTV?
Okay, so now that we got our fire under control, the food is burnt. Let me just do a little reminder of the sponsors that were on the podcast today. Bright Cellars, 50% off your first box, brightcellars.com/vine. Jergens Moisturizer, let your beautiful shine. And Third Love, get 15% off your first order, thirdlove.com/vine. And Amazon, keep the podcast free while you shop. Amazon.com/shop/CaitlinBristow to find all my favorite products. Okay, you know I can't keep a secret. Depends what it is, but most of the time, no. Or a deal to myself, which is why I'm going to tell you the best place to find spring savings, Ross. Okay, you'll find huge deals on all the latest spring trends because when you find brand names for 20 to 60% off department store prices, you're definitely finding your next favorite outfit. Trust me, you do not want to miss out on these deals on your favorite tops. And it's spring, so, you know, Ross has savings on sundresses. You can shop your spring style with brand names, sandals for less. And with these savings, you're going to want to get a handle on these handbags. Get outside this spring with savings on the outdoor tableware. And let's not forget about the guys, okay? There are plenty of great deals on men's shirts and more. Seriously, just visit your nearest Ross and see for yourself. Believe me, your wallet will thank you. So what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at Ross.